this power. Now, you're going to find individuals who have a very low level of consciousness. They're way down here. Therefore, they have a very low level of what we call awareness. Now, the awareness dictates how that person lives. Whenever I mention this, I think of the first time I had an occasion to go down to the Loop or downtown Chicago. I was living in Glenview, and I went down the Edens Expressway, and as I was going along Michigan Avenue, I saw people laying right in the gutter. They were absolutely filthy. Now, these people were virtually living in an animalistic state, almost. And you would say, well, they're stupid. No, they're not stupid. Some of these people have degrees. Some may have a doctorate's degree or an MBA. What they have is a low level of consciousness. They could have a highly developed intellect. Know a lot here, but still in a low vibration. They're not living there because they want to. They're living there because they do not know. They are not aware of how to change it. You will find then individuals, some are up in years, some are fairly young, that have a very high level of consciousness. They're not away down here with their consciousness. They have a very high level of consciousness, and they have a very, very high level of awareness. Now, these people have a phenomenal vibration. Their energy, you feel so good around them. There's something about them that you're attracted to. You're not quite sure what it is. You see, you couldn't articulate on it because it's vibration. You very rarely see these people upset. You very rarely see them excited or depressed. They have learned how to maintain a magnificent balance. Everything they do, they seem to do very, very well. They're very creative. They know how to get results. They know how to stay on track and not let the suggestions that are coming from their outside world knock them off track. Now, you and I live somewhere between here and here, and yet know not where. Now, let's suppose a person is on this level of consciousness. The only thing that person could attract is what's on that level or on that frequency. Consciousness, vibration, frequencies, we're talking about the same thing. If a person is earning, let's say, $25,000 a year, they're not earning 25 because they want 25. They're earning 25 because they are not aware of how to earn 50. If a person's suffering with headaches, they're not suffering with headaches because they want headaches. They're suffering from headaches because they're not aware of how to eliminate the headaches. If a person is alone and lonely, they're not alone and lonely because they want to be. They're alone and lonely because they're not aware of how to change it. Now, what you and I are really seeking is a higher level of awareness. And you know, that's what we're gaining as we're studying this material. The more often you watch this, the more you're raising your level of consciousness. Now, what you're really doing is raising your level of awareness. And we're going to get to the point where we're very, very tuned in. We say the law of vibration could be explained in many ways for various purposes. In this seminar, it is our intention to confine it to thoughts, an effort to improve the quality of our life. Now, I'm just going to touch on the first couple of pages, and then John's going to come up and tie this in on this board to goals. Because that's what we really want to know. We want to know, how does reaching the goal and the awareness of vibration, how do they connect? Where's the connection there? Well, the more we understand this, the more we'll understand what I'm saying here. Because everything vibrates. So what we want to do is get into harmonious vibration with whatever good we desire.